team's challenging now. I mean, this team will challenge you, your pass protection for sure. They blitz everybody.
Tough physical defense, veteran guys in the secondary. They have a few injuries here and there, but those guys play extremely hard. Obviously, we've had a few rough weeks, but the key thing for us to do is just clear those things out of our mind, not let it affect us. Nothing in the past can affect us, good or bad, and just move on from it. We've got to just prepare as we should and, you know, just go out there and execute on Sunday.
Welcome back to the Raiders Report. I'm your host, JT. Paul Gutierrez joins us from ESPN.com as we take a look at the Raiders' next opponent, the New York Jets. Paul, first off, I want to go back to the game in Dallas where the Raiders once again got off to a good start in the first half, and they couldn't sustain that lead in the second half. What's been going on in the second half of these games lately for the Silver and Black?
Yeah, it's become a trend with this team, and I think when you put your finger on it, it's that you're talking about a team that doesn't really have a lot of depth in terms of quality depth. They're starting a lot of guys that are undrafted, and they were undrafted for a reason. That's not to say that they can't become something. I mean, you saw one of those undrafted guys really have his star moment in Andre Holmes. But when you're going from guys from depth and injuries start to creep in, they don't really have that much staying power. And you can say it's been that way since day one with this team. There's at least five games that this team simply did not have the staying power to finish games off. And it goes back to the season opener against Indianapolis.
Are you surprised that Matt McGloin is getting another start here against the Jets? Or did you think Terrell Pryor would be back on the field?
Yes and no. I mean, it's obvious from the start. This coaching staff preferred the more prototypical drop back pocket passer, and that's what Matt McGloin is. Even if he did come into camp as a fourth string quarterback, simply a camp arm, and he by attrition really worked his way up. Terrell Pryor is probably going to get some time as well, and Dennis Allen has said that to know what they truly have under center, they need to get both of these guys in the mix here.
You mentioned Andre Holmes. I think it's critical for Reggie McKenzie and Dennis Allen and this staff to find stars throughout this roster, guys who you just can't fit in there and hope that they make plays, but guys who can blossom in to being Pro Bowlers. Talk about where he came from and why he's starting to be a player who wants more playing time and can go from sideline to sideline. I love his energy. He always seems like he's into it on every play.
Yeah, and he's not a guy that, you know, when you talk about wide receivers in the NFL, that's usually where the divas kind of live. This guy is anything but. He's a guy that, again, as we said, was undrafted, originally signed by Minnesota as an undrafted rookie free agent. Didn't stick there. Went to Dallas. He was there for a couple of years. Was on their practice squad. Didn't stick there. He had a chip on his shoulder. And when he saw that they were playing the Cowboys on Thanksgiving on that national stage, he definitely circled that calendar. So, you know, to be able to play at this level, you have to have a skill set, but you also have to have a certain mindset as well. So when you got all those things working, you know, the guy came into the game only with a handful of catches in his NFL career, and then he has that career game, and he looks like a potential go-to guy for whoever the quarterback is going
to
be.
Paul, let's get to the Jets, and I've been saying the last couple of weeks, I think they're struggling more than any team in the NFL. This is not the same team that beat New Orleans and beat the Patriots. They look really good with their front four on defense against Atlanta. What's happened to the Jets, and are they playing this game basically to fight for their head coach's job? Will Rex Ryan be back there next year?
Yeah, you're right. This is a team that is struggling right now. You don't know which direction they're going. And yet, just like the Raiders, the Raiders are two games out of the playoff race. The Jets are only one game out. Now, they're struggling. They've dropped three in a row here. But like the Raiders, this potentially could be a playoff elimination game, so to speak. And that's not to say that the winner of this is going to go to the playoffs, but the loser can probably kiss that chance goodbye. So lack of storylines.
Paul, what's it going to take for the Raiders to get out of MetLife Stadium with a win against the Jets this Sunday?
They have to run the ball. They have to run the ball well. They have to dominate the line of scrimmage, and then that goes with any game, but they have to impose their will. They can't worry about what the Jets are doing, what Geno's doing. The Raiders have to control the ball, and like these five games that they've lost in the fourth quarter, they have to finish strongly.
We thank Paul Gutierrez for joining us. Stay tuned. There's still more to come when we continue on the Raiders Report.
Coming up on the Raiders Report.
My number one hero in my life is my dad. He has always been self-employed and motivated. He's a very hard worker. He is there at every game cheering me on with all those fans.